All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, Sam, no matter how much things change, they remain the same. You've heard of that old axiom. And even as young as you are, that's an old axiom that is absolutely true. I remember when I was 18 years old, and I was going to look for a job, and I went to a company, and college wasn't for me, and I went to a company, and I never will forget, I went there to fill out an application. I think it was around 9 o'clock that morning. And right there on the spot, they said, "You're hired. Can you start tonight?" So fill out the application in the morning, 9 o'clock. They hire you on the spot, right out of high school. I wound up working 34 years for that company. And I started the same night. That's the way it used to be in this country. And there were many opportunities like that for children coming, young adults coming right out of high school. Well, guess what? That's happening again today with the labor shortage. You know, you can go into companies, and companies are in such desperate need for workers that, you know, all of these elongated background checks, you know, did you ever smoke a joint, which would have disqualified you before? We gotta check and see whether or not, you know, you smoked any weed in the last year. We'll take a strand of your hair and run the test, because, you know, it used to be if you smoked a joint, you were eliminated, even if you smoked it on your birthday, and your birthday was 364 days ago. That was reason enough for businesses to dismiss you, but not anymore. The employee or prospective employee is now in a position of some kind of power. And so they are, companies are looking for warm bodies. Almost anybody will do now, you know, because they can't move forward because there are more jobs than there are people willing to fill those jobs. And it's not just the companies that are available now. It's all the new companies that are in the hopper that have decided to go into business and maybe plan this 3 to 4 years ago. And now is the time that their business plan comes into vogue, into play. And they don't have the bodies to wind up and to fill those positions. Look at all of the different supply companies that have sprung up where they need people. Certainly these are technological and computer wise companies that don't even need to have people, you know, move around the product anymore. They're all, I don't know what the word is, robotized. I don't know. Where there are robots that are now in those positions where people are. Well, guess what? The robots do most of the work, but they still going to need people. And they built these tremendous plants that now they are in trouble with because they can't find people. And that, to me, that's a positive thing. If you're in the job market and you are looking for opportunities. I'll tell you, this is one area where I think companies need to start looking and kind of change some of their policies. There are people who've been locked up for dealing weed over, you know, the decades. Well, what are you in there for? Well, I got caught with a pound of weed. And pound of weed is a lot of weed. And yes, somebody was selling weed, and they received a sentence for it, and they were considered a felon. And that's what they're a felon for, selling weed. And so nobody is going to exonerate them or change what has happened to them. That title is a drug dealer, they're a felon. And so businesses don't want to deal with felons. I get it. You don't know what you're going to get. But you're at a point now where people who have committed a crime, as long as I think it's not a serious, serious crime, and they pay their debt to society, where does it make sense to, for the rest of their lives, say, well, we're not going to allow that person an opportunity to build their lives and to become, you know, citizens again, especially if you are short manpower and you don't have people to fill those positions. Why, it's going to come a point in time where these corporations are going to have to rethink this and say that, okay, so you were selling weed at 19 years old, you're now 40, that I shouldn't be punishing you anymore, because what you did at 19 should not impact or affect who you are now at 40. Makes no sense to me. When you are short manpower and you can't find manpower to run your company, maybe it's time you start taking a look at the manpower that's being wasted all over this nation, the youth of people who made mistakes in their lives and are trying to change, who have certainly paid the price for the mistakes that they made, that you now open the door case by case and give those people an opportunity to work. That just to me is nonsensical, but it's got to be a part of the decisions that need to be made about where we're going to get manpower in the coming future. It's not going to get any better, okay? So for those of you who think it might be good, it's not going to get any better. And so unless this nation makes the right decision that we are going to have to be not so rigid anymore with the people we hire. Look, as long as this happened long ago and there are people who will vouch for you today, shouldn't that be enough to give somebody an opportunity, especially if you don't have anybody? You know, I mean, I could understand if you had 10 different people waiting for one job, but if you've got, you know, 10 people waiting for one job, as opposed to 10 jobs and no people, you know, to me, it makes a little sense that I not be so rigid. So that is what I think is going to have to take place. Our nation is going to have to take a long, hard look. Businesses are going to have to take a long, hard look. You know, I remember, I'm not going to say I remember the old days, because I'm not going to say that, because but, you know, bygone days, that sounds a little better, but bygone days, I remember they had movies where, you know, guys would get out of prison and the best job they could get was sweeping a floor somewhere. And that would be the opportunity that they would get. But, you know, there are better opportunities available. And if there aren't people to fill those jobs, to me, that's a no-brainer as the answer to, you know, part of how we can fill these jobs. The other part of it is when you are in a place where there aren't people to fill jobs, when you've got a big company out in a township somewhere that you know there aren't enough people to fill those jobs in your township, and then there's a place like Milwaukee where all these people who are looking for jobs, at some point in time, you would think that it would dawn on you that I know where the prospective employees are. And I may have to think about what's more important, keeping my company above ground and having an opportunity to be successful. Or saying, I'm not at any cost going to hire any of those folk from down there. You know, to me, that's another thing that's going to have to change if we're to make this thing work. Anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam. You did a great job. You tested your wings today and you succeeded. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. See you later. See you later, Sam.